T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. So, big press conference this afternoon. The mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Bill Peduto, was on hand along with Corey O'Connor. They were on hand to celebrate the first project under the city's clean construction ordinance. Councilman O'Connor joins us right now on the phone. And I got to ask you, Corey, what in the world is a clean construction? What is that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's actually really good on a number of levels. So it's using, you know, less diesel on site, using equipment that is readily available now that wasn't here 5-6 years ago. And what we're talking about is when we do construction, you know, make it a clean site, basically meaning new, green, energy-efficient equipment that's also good for the environment. So, you know, diesel and engines like that, trying to get away from having contractors who we hire use that type of equipment. And what's really unique about this project, it's at the Duck Hollow Bridge, which sits right along two major resources. We have, obviously, it's right by the river, and there's 9 Mile Run watershed right there. So two environmentally sustainable things that we've always lived with in the city of Pittsburgh, and now we're doing one of these green, clean projects right along the riverbank. It's really a unique project.
Indeed. So now this is an ordinance. So will it affect other sites as well?
It will in the future. When we do projects, and I believe it's above $2.5 million of construction, mm-hmm. city projects, that this will kick in. So when contractors, you know, are looking to bid on larger city projects, mostly dealing with infrastructure, especially the next project, there's a couple other bridges, but then the big one is going to be that CAP project that's going over 579 from downtown into where the Civic Arena site is. So that's going to be a clean project as well. So we're starting to do this, obviously, for the well-being of our residents, but also, you know, this is really good for the future of Pittsburgh, and a lot of people are very supportive. And I would say the Duck Hollow Bridge is really important, because when you're standing there, that new bridge not only connects the residents of Duck Hollow to lower end of Squirrel Hill, but it also connects via trail two of our largest economic development sites left in the region, and that is the Hazelwood Green site as well as the Cary Furnace site. So it's a really great project that, you know, we're looking at two entities in and outside of the city that a bridge that connects the trails will connect you to.
Ah, okay. So then give me an idea. Where are we in terms of national trends toward clean construction sites? Where does Pittsburgh, I mean, are we kind of ahead of the curve? Are we joining in the curve? Where do we fall?
I believe we're joining in the curve.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the times, you know, some of the cities that had land to be developed still are ahead of the curve, but we are right there with them. And I think the more projects that we do like this, the more attention Pittsburgh gets, the better air quality and other issues that we're talking about environmentally in the city of Pittsburgh that we can now push. So if people are looking to come to Pittsburgh, it's a really good point for us to make is, look, we care about the environment. We care about creating new construction jobs, but we just want to do it that benefits all city residents. And that's what we're doing.
Indeed. Sounds exciting. Thanks so much, Councilman O'Connor, for stopping by once
right.
again. We can always count on you
no
for coming
problem.
Through.
Anything for you. As long as I don't have to go to that charity cooking event.
I knew
again,
you were going to mention cooking. We're going to leave that right there. Thanks so much, Corey.
Take care. Thanks.
One day I'll tell you the backstory about that charity cooking event that he's talking about. we don't see it the same way. We were cooking partners in an event, and, you know, it's funny how people remember things. Everyone remembers something a little bit different, like that old game telephone, where you tell somebody, they tell somebody else, they tell somebody else, and at the end of the circle, it's a different story. That's how that charity cooking event was. I remember it one way. The councilman remembers it another way. Needless to say, we will not be cooking together again at any charity events. It is 13 minutes after the hour. Guess what? You're listening to KDKA 1020.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.